The global airline industry is already acknowledging that steps must be taken to prevent other planes from vanishing in the future. The International Air Transport Association, which represents more than 200 airlines around the world, says it is setting up a task force to recommend preventative measures. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin spoke with IATA's head of corporate communications for the Americas, Perry Flint, and asked him about how the panel will operate.
The role of the task force is to arrive at a consensus decision by the end of this year as to what is the best way forward to ensure that we never have a situation where an aircraft simply falls off the map. We don't know where it is. It's still very early stages, of course. We just announced this last week, and we're going to be inviting experts from the airline industry. We definitely want to have participation from ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, also experts from the aircraft manufacturers and also the systems makers, and also search and rescue organizations.
Can you tell us anything about how this task force is going to operate? Will each IATA member airline contribute representatives, for example?
Well, IATA has 240 member airlines. So from a practical perspective, if we're looking at a timeline of approximately 8 months from the beginning of April till year end, probably we're not looking at the size of a task force that would require. But again, it's very early to make decisions like that.
Has IATA ever put together a task force like this? Is there any precedent for that?
That's actually a very good question, and I'm going to have to say I'm not aware of a similar situation. However, there have been broad groups that have gotten together. An example would be after we had the event known as the Underpants Bomber, there was a global security summit that took place right after that event, which was attended by a number of security organizations, and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano also attended that event. So this specific sort of thing may be unique. However, there have been, in major industry events, sort of global meetings to address a specific challenge.
When do you think the task force is going to complete its study, and what will happen next?
Well, it's very early in the process. Traditionally, what will happen with any sort of recommendation that comes out of a formal accident investigation, and this is not a formal accident investigation that's being conducted by the authorities, you would have recommendations made. And in turn, those recommendations could be acted on, for example, by a national authority. So in the United States, if the National Transportation Safety Board came out with recommendations as the result of its investigation into an accident, the Federal Aviation Administration could choose to incorporate those recommendations into some kind of future rulemaking, or it could study them further. But again, since what we're talking about is an IATA group, it would not necessarily follow the same process as a formal accident investigation board might have in terms of the recommendations it came out with and where those recommendations went.
What kinds of measures will the task force be considering? Would some of those measures include, for example, changes to tracking systems for aircraft? Is that under consideration?
Everything's under consideration. The one thing I would say is we probably don't see that there's going to be a need for an entirely new system to be put on board an aircraft. But beyond that, everything is on the table. Because again, remember, what we're talking about here is the ability to track aircraft to know where they are when the flight ends, which is a different discussion than, for example, streaming of flight performance data from what are called conventionally the black boxes, the flight data recorder.
Perry Flint of the International Air Transport Association speaking with Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin.